BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Wednesday Scott Mills Daily. On the podcast today, Alice Levine plays Real or No Real. What kind of ex am I? I take the quiz. And the person with the quickest answer ever on Boffin TV Quiz University Challenge.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
I still can't hear it without thinking of LSU.
Must be coming up to that time of year again where they've got another one out, right?
I was going to say, we went big on this last year when people are trying to get elected for president at universities or just want to show off why you should come to the university. There was a massive spate of people doing quite cringe YouTube videos, including LSU to that Naughty Boy song. Thing is, I'm just worried that they're going to be trying too hard now after last year.
We kind of became the home of that, didn't we? And obviously people would send them in and some people would do good ones, but generally the best ones were the ones that we stumbled across.
Yeah. Vote George to Beyonce was absolutely incredible.
Nothing will beat that.
No.
And I'm sure that video's still out there. He did. He kind of did a mashup of Swagger Jagger and...
Drunk in Love,
yes, and, so and did a campaign video called Vote George.
Yeah, and he is now president of that SU.
Yeah, I don't know if he's president or whatever role it was. It was like, because they weren't always going for president. Okay. Some of them were like vice president, media and communications, those kind of roles as well.
If anyone's thinking of making one of these, or if you know of someone that has already, then email it to me. I want to know. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. It's also quite easy to forget that Sam Smith is on that track as well.
Yes,
Joe in Aberdeen says that. Hands up if you always forget this is Sam Smith. It is. Yesterday was a great day because we had Sam McTrusty from Twin Atlantic on Innuendo Bingo, and he absolutely got involved. Over to the jump with Davina McCall on Channel 4. We joined them during a part of the show which involves the mayor of the skiing village where they're filming. And afterwards, some people on Twitter were saying this idea probably wasn't the best.
They're going to be going head-to-head against the person whose number is drawn with theirs. So will you please take the mayor's ball bag?
Oh, no. What was she thinking?
It was one of those where it seeped through to both of your underwears yesterday, wasn't it?
Oh, it was soaking wet.
You were really looking uncomfortable.
I know we say it often, but it definitely was one of the wettest ones we've ever done.
If you want to check that video, it's on Radio 1's YouTube channel right now. Sam McTrusty, getting a lot of love from the ladies yesterday as well, from Twin Atlantic, playing Innuendo Bingo. And he was, for a first time, was an excellent sprayer,
yes.
I've got to say, because some newbies, they don't know what they're doing.
I can't wait for him to come back. He wants to play it again, and we've got to make that happen.
Does he?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, round two, please, with McTrusty. YouTube channel, Radio 1 YouTube channel is where you find that video right now. Listen, we are now 3,961 subscribers short of 2 million on Radio 1's YouTube channel. So if you haven't subscribed to our YouTube channel right now, we only need, like... just under 4,000 subscribers and we'll hit 2 million.
Get involved.
Hit subscribe when you go to the Radio 1 YouTube channel. Let's get that number up. 2 million would be amazing.
The Scott Mills Daily.
50 Shades of Grey reviews are in.
Oh, right.
Some critics have seen it. They're not that great. It feels like we've been waiting years for this film, doesn't it? There's been so much hype about it. Most of the reviews are saying that there's not enough raunchiness in it.
Yeah, but what's... with all due respect, like, the critics... being critical about a film like this, what are they hoping to see?
Well, I think the premise is that it's going to be pretty hot.
So right, are they just worried that they're not seeing enough?
Not
so
enough nude.
Right, is that the...
That's what they're saying.
You can't criticise a film because you can't see the, you know...
Yeah, but like that's what we've been promised in the film. And then if it's not there, where is it?
Yeah, but you wouldn't do that on any other film. That whole thing fascinates me as well. Like, those scenes must be well awkward. Like, it just must be. But they do something called a closed set, Scott.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that no one's watching it.
And how does that work? Does Jamie Dornan literally... they kick everyone out. They say, right, no one's watching.
We're not even filming this, guys.
Just, you know, honestly, get up to whatever you want. No one's watching. Yeah. And then Jamie has to go turn the camera on or something.
This is a Hollywood movie, isn't it? He's not just got a handy cam there, which he turns on.
Well, that's how it's coming across. Whenever I hear this closed set thing...
No, there will be people filming it. And there will be a director watching it.
I'm fascinated by this. And you know when he's on The Breakfast Show, I really hope they ask him all these questions about, well...
Who's watching?
The ins and outs, the technicalities of... Yeah.
A closed set means that the people that absolutely have to be there will be there. There's not like 20 people just sat there for no reason like the nominee is.
But there will still be a couple of people in there.
At least.
Wow.
Yeah. You just got to get on with it. Jamie Dornan is on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show on Friday morning. Hopefully they'll ask all these questions and more.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
This is Scott Mills. Good afternoon.
Okay, I know it's going to surprise you. I was watching University Challenge last night.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was.
You weren't, though.
I love University Challenge.
Right, if there's any show on TV that I can't imagine you watching, it's that.
Why?
I just don't think it's your bag. If you've not seen University Challenge, it's a quiz show hosted by Jeremy Paxman. It's been on for years. And it's loads of student boffins answering questions, hard questions. Do you ever watch it and think... When you get one right, which is like once in a blue moon, like, yes, so excited about getting one right, because generally don't get any of them.
Yeah, I find that I don't actually listen to the questions, right. But I do get annoyed when I recognise the answer, because then I think, well, I could have got that one.
This show is also the reason for one of our recent favourite bingo clips from Innuendo Bingo, if you remember this one.
And finally, the title character of this opera by another Italian composer.
Nominate Hitchcock.
Slightly unfortunate name to have on University Challenge because they only say your surname.
Liverpool Hitchcock.
So, okay, you were watching University Challenge,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I love it. I love it when Paxman gets really jumpy. So towards the end, it's like he's in a rush to get somewhere. So he starts shouting at them, come on, come on.
Hurry up.
It's great. And he'll be really rude to the boffins. But on last night's one, it was an exceptional battle. Oxford versus Trinity Cambridge. That's like, it's a big in the game University Challenge. But one of the boffins really excelled himself. He basically, Paxman asked a question and he answered it almost instantly. But it was the kind of question that I think you need a bit of time to work out. And even if, like, I couldn't work out the answer, but even the most boffinist boffin would take a while to figure it out. Listen to this guy as he just answers almost immediately. Imagine my reaction.
Another starter question. Answer as soon as your name is called. What day of the week will it be 100 days after Monday?
Modeling Binny.
Wednesday.
What?
How did you know that?
Modular arithmetic.
Easy modular arithmetic, isn't it?
Right. What? Now, I don't know what's going on, but I'm suspicious of cheating because you can't answer something that quickly.
Not when it's that complicated. That was less than a second.
It takes maths.
Hear it again.
Another starter question. Answer as soon as your name is called. What day of the week will it be 100 days after Monday?
Modeling Binny.
Wednesday.
No way.
Imagine. How did you know that?
Even Jeremy was like, what?
Yeah, even everyone's face at that point, including Jeremy's, is like, huh?
I think I've seen it. Is this going around on the internet today?
Yeah, it is, yeah. There is that clip of it going around. It was exceptional. Is anyone, that what, though?
Anyone listening thinks they could have answered that question as quick as that guy, not the one we were talking about earlier. You know the one I mean.
Liverpool Hitchcock.
The other guy last night.
Do you reckon he just said it with confidence? He just went for a day. He's like, look, none of us are going to work this out.
I reckon
his brain went so quickly. He's like, I'm just going to go for a day here.
A lucky guess, do you think?
Be like a thug life. It's just, I'm going to make myself look good. I'm going all in.
Hey, listen, if you like University Challenge, there's another one which is on BBC Two. I was flicking through the other night. I wasn't actually watching it. I think it's called Only Connect. And that makes you feel really stupid.
Really?
Yeah, this isn't one level up again from University Challenge. If you feel dumb when watching University Challenge, watch Only Connect. It's hosted by a lady called Victoria Corrin. I don't understand any of it. I mean, these are really clever people.
But what do you mean? So up another level from University Challenge. For me, that's too much. That's like, I like a bit of spice in my food, but then that's just eating raw chilli and it's painful.
I mean, I just feel immediately stupid when watching it. And they do all speak like this. Hello, Victoria. Watch it. It's really odd.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Alana on Twitter says, hello. Simple math, Scott. 100 divided by 7 equals 104. Remainder 2. Therefore, 2 days after Monday is Wednesday. Not rocket science. No, I'm not being funny. You couldn't get that in less than a second like that dude did. I'm not having it.
We're getting loads of stick from people going, oh, it's easy.
Yeah, but not in a second, though. Like, this guy answered it in less than a second. You've had time to work it out.
Yeah, and I still, even when you say that, doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever.
No, not to me, but there'll be people listening that are much better at math than us. But they had time to work it out there, like
people
at least a minute.
Angry.
I know.
100 into 7 divided by 2, 2 days over, you morons.
I hear what you're saying. Don't call us morons. I hear what you're saying. But it's less than a second that guy had to work it out. Even Liverpool Hiscock couldn't get that one in time.
Liverpool Hiscock.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Holly, who's 16 off of Godalming, says, the only time I knew an answer on that geeky quiz show Only Connects was when they had the surnames of One Direction members. I don't think it really counts. Yeah, I would have got that as well, actually. Andy in Cambridge says he pressed his buzzer in less than a second. He was probably still doing it in his head while they read his name.
Confident.
What, so that bought him another second? Hello, who's that? Where are you?
Hi, Scott, it's Rob. I'm in Cambridge in my white van.
Hello, white van man. How are you, Rob?
I'm all right, how are you?
Yeah, good. What are you saying?
I got that question in 2 seconds flat.
Honest?
Yeah.
It's, I don't... Explain.
Can you explain?
Yeah, sure. So, 7 goes into 49, which is obviously basic math.
2 seconds.
That's noise.
Yeah, because you already know it. You know, you do that sort of thing at primary school.
Oh,
so 7 goes into 49.
Yeah.
Times that by 2, so obviously 98 is a multiple of 7. And then you've got the 2 left over, making Monday to Wednesday.
I've lost interest. Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm really in the mood to do this early today.
Ooh.
Straight in.
Just crept up on me.
Ready? Well, I don't know. It's a bit of a shock when this. Normally do it a bit later.
Okay, let's do it again. I'll get yourself ready. Amor de compraventa. Amor del pasado.
We should get Maths Man on for the middle bit. 7 to 49 and divided by 2 leaves 1 left over.
It's just a potato, darling.
Oi!
Yeah.
It's just a potato, darling.
Come on. I'm on
not again!
Hang on! Oh, into a malfunction.
Come on. I know you want it.
Yeah, well, it's now the third tease.
We are halfway through the week. Let us know how you're spending your Bumbleo Wednesday, 81199. Catherine's been on. Really bored of the maths questions now. Sorry, we won't do any more. James is bumbleoing in his tractor in Shropshire. Come on, where are you?
Where are you? Gaz in Kent, bumbleoing his nuts off. Legend.
Paul in Northampton is writing some songs and having a bumbleo good time. Doesn't really work. Junior the trucker says, early bumbleo today, Mills. I know, that's because I'm right in the mood for it. Karen is still bumbleoing her way through those deliveries in Eastleigh.
Bumbleo!
Charlie says this is just what I need to get me through my media coursework. So he is just going back to work with Bumbleo Wednesday, putting some salsa into her step. AJ is in Sheffield, bumbleoing his nut off. Copyright Gaz and Kent.
Halfway through the week, Mills. Yes. Halfway through the week.
We can do this, everyone. Adam in Durham, Jamie in Kidderminster.
Bumbleo!
Chris in Rotherham. Jess is just booked a holiday to Cavos with the girls.
Nice.
Bumbleo!
Chris and Farnham bumbleoing in his warehouse. Bumbleoing in the car next to Loch Lomond.
Clappy, clappy bit.
Andy in Glasgow.
Yes!
Bumbleo!
Slay, Scott, slay!
Bumbleo!
Bumbleo!
Dog, I guess!
Uni of Kent women's hockey threes, yes. Bumbleoing and way to match. Good luck.
All the midweek sports teams are on as well.
Yes.
Katie is bumbleoing the keys off her keyboard. As
she's
yes.
amazing.
The Scott Mills Daily.
From social media last night, it looked like your documentary on Radio 1 went down really well and helped a lot of people yesterday.
Yes, and yeah, it was just really nice to see so many people retweet even the tweet to get as many people listening to it as possible.
Yeah, I did see a lot of people saying that they were getting involved with the show and that, you know, calling the anonymous number if you have been bullied online.
Yeah, I mean, you can listen back to that. If you haven't heard it and you want to, you can listen to that on the iPlayer radio app.
Yeah, so if you missed it, it's called Anti-Social Media. It was Radio 1 Stories last night. Really good. If you missed it, listen to it online or via the iPlayer radio app. Get that iPlayer radio app. You can listen to anything anytime you want. It's really good. Tonight we continue talking about online negativity and bullying. 9 till 10 tonight, it's Aled and Dr. Rada and the surgery talking about social media etiquette and the kind of things you should and shouldn't put online, both, you know, just kind of for your dignity really and pride.
Yeah, true.
And also you know, just to keep yourself safe. And tonight, you know, we've been offering expert advice. It's on for an extra hour this evening. So if you are struggling with online bullying, it's making your life pretty unpleasant at the moment. Remember, this is all anonymous. You don't have to tell us even where you are or what your name is. And they will answer you. And I think you'll feel a lot better afterwards. So 9 till 11 tonight, we have experts from thesite.org on hand to help if you are being bullied online at the moment, or maybe you are the bully and you just want to kind of speak to someone about it. Head to BBC Advice for more details, but it's on for an extra hour this evening. Listen to Radio 1 Surgery talking about social media etiquette and bullying between 9 and 10. And then from 9 to 11, if you head to BBC Advice, just search that online and someone will help you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Chris? I've got something that I really want to test with you, Mills.
Okay.
It's fine. It's all safe. You know those rubbish quizzes that you always see online?
Mostly on Facebook.
Mostly on Facebook, yeah. Generally, I kind of avoid them because they can suck you in. It's like, what kind of TV character are you? They do them about everything.
I saw one the other day. What member of Haim are you?
Well, yes.
I don't even care.
They'll never run out of ideas for these quizzes. But generally, I'm not that interested. Every now and then, I go and click on, and I spend a couple of minutes answering these questions and think, why on earth did I just do that?
Okay, what have you got?
Okay, well, I found one quiz, and it's, what kind of ex are you?
Ugh.
So, exactly. Oh, no. So I thought it's a bit more deep and meaningful than what member of Haim are you?
Yeah.
What kind of ex are you? And I thought this would be an amazing thing to do next time we've got a guest on, or when a celebrity is passing through.
I'm just looking at the planner. We don't have any more celebs in this week or next week.
Potentially.
It's TBC.
TBC. There's a few light pencils.
Mm.
But then I thought, well, actually, why don't we start it with you? You're a celebrity. It would be good to delve into your love life with a test like this.
Not really a celebrity, though.
Are a celebrity. And I thought we could find out, and I'm sure people are intrigued, what kind of ex are you, Scott Mills?
I don't like it. Okay, I'll do it as long as you chip in with stories as well.
Okay,
I don't want to be the only one.
No. Listen, I'm sure you're a very gentlemanly ex.
Mm.
I'm sure you're a lovely ex.
Is this if I'm dumping someone or I've been dumped?
It's a good question. I assume the quiz covers all grounds.
Okay.
I had a brief look at a couple of the questions in there, and they're generally good fun.
I don't know why this is making me nervous, but it is.
Okay,
so we just get this done with then?
Well, let's all enjoy it and find out what kind of ex are you, Scott Mills.
Go on then.
Okay, let's start. Why this quiz is great is because what we can do is add up all the scores and then it will compare you to a celebrity.
What and what I would be like as an ex?
Yes.
So who could I be?
Well, there's four options. So you could be a Calvin Harris.
Okay.
You could be a Taylor Swift.
Oof.
You could be a Sam Smith.
Hmm.
Or you could be Britney Spears.
Oh, I've always wanted to be her. But I don't really want to be an ex like Britney Spears, I don't think.
No, you do, yeah.
I definitely don't want to be Taylor Swift.
Right. It's interesting. I thought the Calvin Harris one's an interesting one, isn't it?
Did he deal with that breakup from Rita that well?
He just doesn't talk about it.
Okay, shoot.
Crack on?
Yeah.
Like all these quizzes, it seems to start quite sort of airy-fairy. Pick a Beyonce song that sums up your attitude to breakups. You've always got to pick a song on these quizzes,
yeah.
Just how it works. Mm. Single Ladies, If I Were a Boy, Independent Woman.
I don't know whether to answer if I'm the dumper or dumpee.
Yeah, I know. The quiz, I'm not going to lie, the quiz isn't the most scientific.
Mm.
They've not worded it the greatest.
They never are.
Let's assume, then, you've just been dumped.
Oh, okay, yes.
Okay?
Cool, yeah.
Pick a Beyoncé song that sums up your attitude towards the breakup. Single ladies, if I were a boy, independent woman.
I'm not really one to be kind of strong in these situations, so it's not going to be Single Ladies or Independent Women. It's definitely going to be the whingy anthem, If I Were a Boy.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Interesting choice. So quite melty.
Not melty, just like, I hate boys.
Right.
Which is what that song kind of says.
Okay.
Not like, oh, yeah, I'm free and I'm brilliant. It's more kind of like, I hate you.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
And so boys are rubbish.
Quite bitter.
Mm-hmm. Put me down for bitter.
Ready to move on?
Yep.
How do you break up with someone? So I assume now you're becoming the dumper.
Okay.
Do you want the options?
Yes.
Sit them down and have the talk. Go nuclear, disappear and never speak to them again. Or act like a diva and make them be the ones who dump you.
Hmm. I think I've done go nuclear and make them dump you.
I think you've done all three.
Actually, I think I have. What's most likely, though?
It's quite crafty getting them to dump you.
Yeah, I have done that before.
And that takes time. I've got to admit, I'm more the nuclear.
Okay, it's in the room now, so that's good.
I'm not sure I like this quiz.
I'm putting down nuclear.
Is that you, though?
Yeah.
Disappear, because when you leave a party, that's how you do it. You just vanish.
I never say goodbye, do I?
You leave a party like you leave a relationship.
So I'm saying nuclear.
You go nuclear.
Have you ever changed your number because of it?
No.
I maybe have.
Really?
It's quite bad, isn't it?
So
I'm not proud of it. It was a long time ago.
Okay. And sitting them down and having the talk, that's not something...
I have done that, but I'm most likely to go nuclear. Put down nuclear.
Okay. Ready for the next one?
Yeah.
You see your ex at a party, what do you do? Flirt with someone hotter. Brag about your life and showbiz connections, or completely ignore them.
You want me to be honest?
Yes, I do.
Flirt with someone hotter.
Yeah. And that's happened. Now, is this assuming, on this one, I'm assuming you've been dumped.
So my ex is at the party?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to just immediately attach myself to someone super hot.
Yeah, it's a tricky one, this one. Mm-hmm. But I would have put you down for brag about your life and showbiz connections.
Nah. Does it actually say that in the quiz, or have you put that in as an option?
It says brag about your life, but I just adapted it because you're a famous...
This is not me, by the way, but I do know a girl that hired, basically, one of our friends in our friend group that the ex didn't know to come along to the party as her new boyfriend.
Oh,
just because he was super hot.
Yeah, and did they end up getting off with each other?
No. He knew exactly why he was there, and so did she. She was just like, you just need to come along and make my ex jealous.
Right.
That's your only role here. They're friends. They've been friends for years.
But what a confusing situation if you're the hired help. Because you even though you know it's a job to do, I assume at some point she was a little bit touchy-feely with him and was like, here's, you know, this is the new boyfriend.
Yeah, but only because they were acting. Like, there was nothing going on at all. They're still mates now.
Really? And there nothing
happened. No, it's just that he knew why he was there to play the role of the new hot boyfriend. And afterwards, nothing.
Oh, hang on a second. Was it one of these situations? Was the hired help gay?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Always helps. This is really good. Are there many more questions?
Yeah, there's a couple more.
Okay, right. Well, let's play a track and then we'll come back to it. But I'm enjoying this a lot.
Okay.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Chris has given us the gift of a quiz today, everybody, called What Kind of Ex Are You? And he wants to try it on the next famous person that comes in as a guest. We'll definitely do that. Okay, let's do more.
Okay. How often do you look up your ex on Facebook? Whenever you see a new picture of them go up, during work hours, never, they're blocked. Tricky one for you, this one, because you're not on Facebook.
Yeah, but you can still find them.
Yeah.
Sad to say, I think it's whenever you see a new picture of them go up.
Yeah. But then if you're not on Facebook, you must be searching them out. Just to see if they happen to have put up a new picture.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Also, they're looking worse than when I went out with them.
Oh,
all good. That's my favourite thing.
Okay.
It does happen a lot. So we've all done that when you look and go, oof, what was I thinking there?
But then, do you find yourself going, be honest here, will you then go on Facebook more and more to just, out of boredom, just to check that they're still going downhill?
Absolutely, yes.
Right.
And I also keep my eyes out for potential new partners. And then I will also look at them.
Do you find you're oversharing right now in this quiz?
A little bit, yes. Yeah. But I think a lot of people who are listening will feel the same way. If you do, please text to tell me I'm not mad. 81199.
Also, be honest. Have you ever looked up your ex on Facebook during work hours?
Yes.
Have you? Yes.
Yes.
Oh, this quiz is...
finding out a lot here, aren't we? Any more?
Next question.
Yeah.
To get over the heartache, you need to keep busy. What do you do? Go travelling to find yourself, hit the gym hard, or get yourself a new hobby?
Mm.
Now, I can tell you from personal experience, I took up fishing.
What is a way of getting over your ex?
It was a random move.
Is that when you met? Is that around the time that you met that guy in the car park?
Yes, I had a situation where I wanted to feel like I was keeping busy, so I arranged all these different activities, went out with my friends, and I thought, do you know what, I'm going to take up fishing.
Yeah, I remember this.
And I met a man
in a car park.
I found him on the internet.
Yeah.
And we had a horrible situation where it was about 6:30 in the morning. I had a week off. That was it.
Mm. I remember this, yeah.
It was about 6:30 in the morning, maybe 7 o'clock, and I had to turn up to a car park near Windsor, and I sat in the car park waiting for this man to turn up another car. And I wasn't sure how to work out it was him. He wasn't picking up the phone. So all these different cars went in and I would flash my lights to try and signal that I was there and ready.
Yeah, you don't want to be flashing your lights in the car park.
But then it did work. At one point I flashed my lights. A man came outside, lovely man called Alan, big beard.
Remember, yeah.
Real fisherman looking bloke. Mm. And he came out and taught me how to fish for 3 hours.
And you had a great day.
Great day.
It all worked out well, didn't it? Are you still in touch with Alan?
I really want to get back in touch with Alan. It was one of those horrible things that I promised I'd be in touch with him to do more lessons, and we just never got round to doing it again.
I know what you mean.
It was a sort of post-breakup hobby that I never really pursued.
So to get over the heartache and keep yourself busy, it's the options are go travelling to find yourself, hit the gym hard, or get yourself a new hobby. I'm none of those. Can I add one in?
Go on, then.
Buy a bottle of wine and cry.
Bottle of wine.
We are.
It's so many people go travelling, though.
Mm, yeah.
They suddenly decide that they need to go find themselves.
Yeah.
It's a classic breakup thing to do.
It really is. And before you know it, you're at a full moon party with some awful tattoos.
Yeah, some buckets.
Yeah, and buckets, yeah. Next.
Last question. What do you do with your ex's stuff? Keep it all in a box?
We used to do a thing on this show where we would get people to tell us and send us the contents of their box from their ex.
Yes, you used to call it the Xbox, didn't you?
Yeah.
That was so good.
So many people kept boxes of their ex's stuff, we couldn't believe it.
Oh, there'd be so many people who store it away in a wardrobe or a cupboard or something like that. It'll be there.
Maybe we should do it again.
Yes. Yes. We haven't done this for ages.
It's been a while. What's the next option?
B, burn it. Again, another great idea for something we could do on the show. We get the ex's stuff and we do a live burning.
Quite therapeutic, right?
Yes, we'll look into that. C, put it on eBay. I kind of think it's similar options, B and C, but B's more dramatic.
I'm saying burn it. Maybe I have done that before.
No, you've never done a bonfire.
Yeah, I have, yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. At the end of the garden.
I once, there was a time in my life where I got given a chain from an ex-girlfriend. Do you remember I always used to wear that chain?
Mm.
And they got to a point where I decided I needed to grow up.
Mm.
And we've talked about this before, but I went to the pond in Pinner Memorial Park. And I stood there and I was a bit tired and emotional. I think I'd been out the night before. Mm. I can't quite remember what was going on in my head. But I stood and I just threw the chain into the pond and it sort of symbolised me growing up.
It was like Titanic, wasn't it?
It was a little bit like Titanic, yeah. It was very, very moving moment for me on my own.
As you dropped them to the bottom of the ocean. Well,
yeah.
Lake.
The thing is...
pond.
You know what? That pond's about a foot deep. So I think if people looked around, they'd find the chain.
It's probably still in there.
Shouldn't say that.
Rusting away. Yeah, I'm saying burn it.
Okay. I'm quite keen to answer this. No, I think burn it's a nice option.
Mm. Nothing says the end like burning their belongings. And it also means you're really dealing with it well.
Mm. Right. Do you
I think I'm coming across great on this.
I worry this quiz has been damaging for both of us. But anyway, it'll be a great thing to test out on someone, won't it?
Next time we get a famous person in, let's do this quiz on them because it's brilliant.
Do you want to know what kind of ex you are?
Yes, please. Who am I?
Okay, well, your answers towards the end went a little bit Britney Spears.
Right.
But I think you're a Taylor Swift. When we add up, if I was a boy... You said go nuclear, didn't you?
Yeah.
Flirt with someone hotter. Yeah, you're a Taylor Swift.
Oh, that's the one person I didn't want to be.
Sorry, mate.
A bit bitter and writing songs about all my exes.
Yes,
rubbish.
That's you.
BBC
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Nice to see you sober, Alice Levine.
Oh, my God. Nice to see you back. Oh, Jesus yeah. Christ.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, you've been ages away.
3 weeks.
Where were you? Bahamas?
No, I was on the tour, innit? Tour life.
Oh, yeah, dancing. You're still banging on about that.
Tour life. It's over now. No more dancing.
can't just stop.
I'm never going to dance
again. So you're not going to do the cruise for 7 years like the woman?
Actually, I could do the cruise. I'm all right. Good to see you, my love.
Lovely to see you both.
What's that in your hand,
what
please?
What are you playing with there?
What, this?
Yeah.
This is some salted licorice.
Oh.
What?
It is a bit... I can't quite decide if it's delicious or gross.
That's
try
so
some?
Levine.
Here you go.
I've just got some salted licorice here.
Salted licorice.
Oh, what, this? It's just Scandinavian. Don't go on about it.
I hate licorice.
Did you go to actual Scandinavia?
No, I just went to that corner around the shop, you know.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
The one that sells the plop.
Arrange it into... Makes sense, yeah?
Sometimes I bring plop in as a treat for my... For my colleagues here. Plop is a Swedish chocolate.
Or the one that begins with S, but we can't say it.
No.
Well,
this is just Saltacatten.
No, absolutely gross. Not for me.
You are a licorice lover, aren't you? You are that kind of... You are that classic case.
Hate it.
Licorice
especially salted.
Lover.
I know everything's salted now.
Oh, Alice has everything salted. Is it either salted or pulled?
Let's play Real or No Real with Alice Levine.
If an election in Hong Kong ends in a tie, they draw a winner from a bag of numbered ping pong balls.
I completely missed that, Mills, because it's salted liquor.
Well, just stop eating on the radio. I hate that.
Don't chew it. Right.
Again.
If an election in Hong Kong ends in a tie, they draw a winner from a bag of numbered ping pong balls.
Come on.
Nice.
Yeah, so if it's a draw, they just go, all right, let's pull a name out of a hat. Where were some ping pong balls? This reminds me of something we heard on Innuendo Bingo this week, where Davina McCall had awful trouble with the mayor when they were trying to do the same thing.
They're going to be going head-to-head against the person whose number is drawn with theirs. So will you please take the mayor's ball bag?
Oh, no!
She's just shaking it up.
Yeah, because it's a bag full of
balls, isn't
it?
Don't make Dame Davina McCall say that.
So, Mayor Moisey, please, could you shake the ball bag for me? Thank you very much.
Why do they keep saying it?
Not just once.
In Hong Kong, is that true? Do they draw a winner from a bag of numbered ping pong balls at the election if it's a draw?
If it's a draw, so I don't even
it's
understand
this
draw.
It's a very casual approach to a draw.
Oh, yeah, it's just like if two people tie, they're like, all
so
right,
so they don't go coalition
bag.
Vibes. They're just like, oh, whoever
but
gets it.
It says from a bag of numbered ping pong balls,
yes.
Which suggests then you've got, like, why would you need a whole bag worth of numbers to decide one vote? So, no, this is...
Yeah, because it'd be like, who's four? Oh, no one picked four. Yeah. Go again. Who picked 32?
Yeah. What are you saying?
I can imagine that maybe... To make it a bit more fun, they'd combine it with some kind of game. So maybe it's like a game of bingo and also who's going to rule.
Yeah, election bingo.
Election bingo.
I'm saying no real on this one.
I think it's ridiculous. No real.
That one is real.
Don't
yes, it is.
Be stupid.
What? All elections in Hong Kong have a bag of ping pong balls on standby in case there are exactly the same number of votes for two candidates. It last happened at a local election in 1999. Right, get the bag of balls out. It's a draw. Brilliant. Good fact.
The bag of balls.
And next...
Countryfile presenter and famous animal botherer Ben Fogle shares his name with the 14th highest mountain in Scotland.
Fogle Mountain, then.
Well, Ben, doesn't Ben mean mountain?
Does it?
Well, you've got your Ben Nevis.
Your Ben Nevis vibes, haven't you?
Ben Nevis, you've got your Ben...
Ben Hope.
That's it, isn't it? Ben Nevis.
No. Ben Lomond, that's one.
How do you know so many Bens?
Ben
like
Lawrence,
mountains.
Another famous
are you just going through
there?
Your phone?
Scott Mills, the famous mountain botherer.
Ben McDwee, that's another one.
You love an incline.
Where's he getting these from?
Absolutely love an incline, Alice, I'm not going to lie.
Oh, so, you love to be higher than where you are now. That's why I always think about you.
But is Ben Fogle sharing his name with the 14th highest mountain in Scotland? Is there a Ben Fogle in Scotland?
There must be.
He's in no way Scottish, though, is he? He's as posh English as it gets.
Yeah.
What, and do you think he's like Bear Grylls? He's just renamed himself? Because I'm assuming Bear Grylls wasn't born Bear Grylls.
Don't know.
Are we saying Ben Fogle's named What's himself
Simon,
after
Simon
a mountain?
Simon in the studio is nodding very, very furiously.
Bear Grylls is his real name?
I think it is.
Wow.
Yeah, I think it is.
If you call your kid Bear Grylls, he's going to grow up to be a, you know, that
adventurer.
Kind of guy, yeah, adventurer. Yeah.
Ben Fogle shares his name with a mountain in Scotland. Real or no real?
I'm
Alice.
I'm going to say it's probably not on purpose, like he's not named after it, but I think there possibly is a Ben Fogel, so real.
Oh, so you think it's a complete coincidence?
Yes,
yeah,
I
and
do.
It just says shares his name with. I'm going no real.
That one is no real.
Oh, man.
Made up, but there are a lot of other Ben Mountains as I just reeled off to you, actually. And next.
The first single bought by Ben Thatcher, the drummer in Royal Blood, was Aqua's Barbie Girl.
Now we can all laugh, but that was a good song.
Yeah, and I think he's the right kind of age for that to have been the case. That was
Dr. Jones and that. They were big.
Good knowledge.
Dr. Jones, yes.
Aqua by Aqua, loved it.
Really good, actually.
Had it on all of the forms, CD, cassette.
And do you remember when they came back and did a slow one? And
Turn Back Time.
And it was...
Sliding Doors!
It was Sliding Doors!
It was Turn Back Time, I think.
Had that on VHS.
Yeah, right with that?
Yeah, it was.
There was also Cartoon Heroes.
Ask Chris anything about late 90s pop, he's there.
Anyway, I think the timings would sort of make sense. And I look back now, and obviously there's going to be quite whiffy number ones, you know, just in history. That was just one of them. At the time, it seemed all right. You look back now, a bit weird.
But so Royal Blood, though.
Yeah, because they're about... I think they're about the same age as me. And that was a big deal when I was when that came out, at my age. Yeah.
What are we saying then? Real or no real? I'm going to go real.
I'm going to stop saying how good it was, but really good music video. I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Yes, Ben from Royal Blood admitted in interviews that his music collection used to include Aqua, The Spice Girls, Backstreet Boys and Five, which he used to buy from Woolworths in Worthing.
No shame there.
Yeah. See, he liked that music. I still do. And I'm not in Royal Blood.
Fair point.
And next.
In South Korea, a new breed of internet stars have found fame by setting up live video streams where people can watch them eat enormous meals each day at dinner time.
Quick point of order on the Ben thing. Bear Grylls, in fact, just Bear Grylls fact, it's not his real name, Bear Grylls. He was born Edward.
Edward Grylls.
Now people are shaking their head, but it's not quite as clear cut as we thought.
Anyway, moving on. In South Korea, there's a new breed of big stars on the internet, and what they do is they set up these live video streams, and people can watch them eat massive meals every day.
It's actually a well good idea.
Do you know what's weird about this? Like, I don't want to ruin it, but my mum called me up to tell me about this.
I've also seen this happen.
She called me and was like, do you know that there's this thing where people will, like, log on to watch you eat your dinner? I don't know if she was thinking, because I only do two shows a week, like, that's how I could fill my time, by either watching or just streaming my meals, because you're always banging on about how much food I eat.
Yeah, I mean, it's strange, because I would pay to watch you eat, Alice. And I've seen you eat in real life, but I just mean it's... no, that sounds dodgy, but it's not.
A bit of licorice?
So if it was a live video stream of Alice Levine eating, you're telling me you would watch that?
Like a massive amount of food, yes.
No, I don't think it's like extreme. I think it's just people sitting, eating on their own, just having the normal dinner. Hmm. I think it's something about people... Is there some kind of taboo about eating on your own or something?
Okay, so what do you think?
Well, apparently I'm going into business. My mum's going to shoot it. I'm going to say real.
Real.
That one is real.
I first saw this when I did 1D Day with One Direction. We linked up to somewhere in Korea and it was just somebody eating their dinner. So there is a lot of social pressure in South Korea to always eat with friends or family.
Yes.
So if you're on your own, watching someone else eat on a video stream seems to be a good idea. The stars generally eat huge meals, and those are the ones that seem to get the most hits. The bigger the meal, the bigger your hits. The phenomenon is called mukbanging, which translates as eating broadcasts.
Oh, sure. Well, to be fair, when you made me eat that kebab, I did get quite a few followers on Twitter, so...
I'm going to so get into mukbanging. At the end of that round of real or no real...
I got 30, Alice got 20.
That was fun, right?
That was really good fun, actually.
Should we do it again soon?
Oh, let's do it again sooner than last time.
It's good to have me back, isn't it?
It's really, really nice. The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1. Those were the good bits of Wednesday's show. Join us tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. We're getting someone else wet at 1:45 on Innuendo Bingo. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.